The Transport and Infrastructure Select Committee have launched a cross-party inquiry into the future of regional passenger rail in this country. The government has spent $8.6 billion rebuilding the network since 2017. They're now calling on submissions on how best to use it. Julianne Gent is the Green Party transport spokesperson and is with us. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Is this going to lead anywhere?
I hope so. Yeah, definitely. I think the advantage of a cross-party inquiry is it means that all parties can hear the same evidence. And I'm sure there's a lot of different groups who have been advocating for passenger rail services and the revitalization of passenger rail in New Zealand.
What are you looking at? Because is this just Hamilton, Auckland, Tauranga, the so-called Golden Triangle, or are you looking wider afield than that?
We haven't narrowed the terms of reference to just the Golden Triangle, but that is the logical first place to start besides the Lower North Island, where they already have reasonably good passenger services, and there's already a proposal to invest in trains that would allow more frequent services between Palmerston North, Wellington, and along the Wairarapa line.
See, I would take a hand on heart. I would happily live in Tauranga and commute to Auckland if we had a bullet train, but we're never going to have a bullet train. What we'll have is a Tahuia-type train, and therefore I'll never commute, and that's your problem, isn't it?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, it's true that we're not going to have a bullet train that goes 350 kilometers an hour, probably. But on the existing type of track with the right type of passing loops and investment and the right type of tilt trains, you could get up to 160 kilometers an hour. And ultimately, even if the service takes about the same amount of time as driving, you don't have to drive. So it is a benefit to those people who want to be able to work or relax on the journey rather than having to concentrate on the road the whole time.
Yeah, but that's the Tahuia problem. What we found out, Julianne, from the numbers is it's essentially turned into a weekend excursion train. People like to go to Auckland on the weekend to commute. They don't do it.
Well, the thing with Tahuia now is it definitely is not as fast as it could be. And so we definitely need to get that time shorter, and we need the service to be more frequent. And it does take time for people to plan their lives around a new service. So I think that it's too early to judge Tahuia, but the numbers are up. But, you know, what we proposed, the Green Party at the last election, had a staged plan for providing services on the existing network and then over time investing in targeted, you know, improvements. And eventually in that Golden Triangle, there is a case for laying new track and, you know, doing some tunnels and having a faster service.
Isn't
that's over time.
Isn't it interesting you can have a cross-party committee on this, but you can't have a cross-party committee into looking into the economic response of COVID, which you, the National Party and ACT, want and Labour are blocking?
Yes. I mean, the Green Party did support, and we have called for an inquiry into the economic response to COVID, and we think we can learn some useful things out of that.
I reckon.
And obviously other parties are interested in that. Well,
why do you reckon Labour wouldn't want you to look into that, Julianne?
Look, I can't speak to the government. so all I can say is I think it could be beneficial. They're probably worried it's just going to be used as a political tool to criticise them, as opposed to something where we could genuinely, as a country, learn from the response and possibly propose some changes.
That's right. You and I are on the same page on that. Funny that, Julianne Genta. If you've missed it, National, the Greens, Māori and ACT have all written letters to Grant Robertson saying why you're blocking a cross-party inquiry into the economic input into COVID, because Labour don't want any questions asked because they might have to actually answer them. And that could get embarrassing.